Now let's hear the voice of a different kind of artist, the writer Mark Twain. He was such an amazingly productive writer that more than a century after his death, he's still cranking out material. Twain's autobiography was published just a few years ago, and now scholars have found some of his old letters and newspaper columns.
They offer a portrait of the artist as a young man when he was single and working for newspapers in San Francisco.
He was reluctant to embrace what we see now as his inarguable talent as a writer of humorous literature.
Bob Hurst edits the Mark Twain Project at UC Berkeley. He's gathering material for a book. Twain wrote so many letters, Hurst says, he and his colleagues find new ones at a rate of up to 3 per week.
One letter reveals an important turning point in the author's life. In 1865, Twain was around 30, a newspaper man struggling to find his voice. Straight news reporting was not for him.
He writes to his brother and says his strong suit is humor, and it's a statement of his calling and his being willing to, at long last, embrace it.
His humor sometimes came through in his newspaper writing. Hurst quotes a takedown of the local police chief.
I want to compliment Chief Burke, I do honestly, but I can't find anything to compliment him about. He's always rushing furiously around like a dog after his own tail, and with the same general result, it seems to me.
That's Bob Hurst of UC Berkeley. Mark Twain, by the way, is credited with a quote for aspiring writers like he once was. Here it is. Write without pay until someone offers pay. If nobody offers within 3 years, the candidate may look upon this as a sign that sawing wood is what he was intended for. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.